brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you missed the last hour, you better tune in tonight for the rebroadcast. We have a pastor on from Ohio. We confirmed Butch Paul has the documents. We have the news articles. We got a big article coming up tonight and tomorrow on it. Tonight or tomorrow. All the documents on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Preachers nationwide, 13,000 plus counties, that's the key, being recruited to support the military, the police, FEMA, and gun confiscations, forced inoculations, forced relocation centers, mass quarantines, you name it, total martial law. And coming up, we're going to play an excerpt of a 20-minute clip we have of a soldier admitting they would blow children's heads off or threaten to blow children's heads off of parents if they didn't answer their questions. This is the type of evil we have become. Pastor, let's take a call from Keith in Indiana. Keith, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello, and thanks, Pastor, for standing up. I just wanted to, when I was studying the protocols in the Russian Revolution, which was Wall Street financed, of course, they talked about a terrible killing and torturing of the clergy in Russia. A lot of British journalists brought back reports that just bone-chilling. And this is what happens. This is what they have to be reminded of. The same thing goes for the intelligentsia, the police, the sheriffs. As soon as they do their dirty work for them, they're going to turn around and line them up against the wall.
And it's not just the Romans. Whatever local Germans or French, Gauls at the time, or Visigoths, Ostrogoths, Austrians, whoever aided them was later killed because you can't trust somebody who's a traitor.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I think the fundamental problem that's almost never talked about, because I'm studying the theology that's all over the Internet on these supposedly truth on 911 sites, and it's just terrible. I mean, the Bible's really simple. God identifies himself as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
That God's not being taught in the Christian church anymore.
Well, right, let me just ask this question of the pastor. I've read Romans 13. I've read the teachings on it. The entire Bible is about people standing up against evil, paying the price, speaking truth to power, and then they claim by warping a sentence out of context that we're supposed to submit to whatever government says. If that's the case, we should have submitted to Hitler. The Founding Fathers shouldn't have fought the British. Then John the Baptist shouldn't have gone before Herod. Paul shouldn't have been killed. None of the Christians would have been martyred when almost all of them were. The Romans would have loved them.
That's exactly right, and that's the argument that you have to use against them. Look, if that be the case, then all our history is dead wrong. Church history is dead wrong. But that's not what the passage is talking about. Butch Paul's got some great stuff on it. I'm sure you have stuff also. But, you know, when I taught through this, I just showed our people just what the Word says. You know, to be subject to the higher authorities, but you can't take it out of context. You know, the proper rules of biblical interpretation is three simple rules. Context, context, context. Never forget that. And these people just rip it right out as if they have no place in Scripture. But you surrender under Caesar. What is Caesar's? Nothing more. You know, and that's why we homeschool our kids. You know, they don't belong to Caesar. So they don't have the authority. So,
well, they were trying to set Christ up there. They were trying to set Paul up in those circumstances.
Yes, they were.
And the point is, he's saying, give them their junk. Let them have
right.
their garbage.
That's
but
right.
give unto God what belongs to God. And that's the whole world. That's your children. That's your soul.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And this is what people are being asked to do today, is give them their very essence, their very soul, and who they are. And they've already given it so many times, it just doesn't matter to some folks. It just looks like they want protection.
Keith, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, Peter said it perfectly. We ought to obey God rather than man, and it's ironic. I mean, Paul's in prison for disobeying civil government. But
exactly
the problem
right.
in Rome, the problem in Rome is what you're saying is Christ is the only true God. You could say Christ is God and not disparage the other gods, and you'd be fine.
Well, once a year you had to bow down to Mithra.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got the Saturnalia. We've got all the same pagan customs done in Christ's name. He thinks we're doing well.
Caller, I appreciate you. We're out of time. Pastor, I know in the near future you'll be going public with your name and the rest of it. You're a great leader for this country, and my heart goes out to you. I thank you for what you're doing for my country and my family that lives here. This is very dark times, and God bless you, my friend.
Well, thank you for what you're doing.
You bet. And we're getting that fax from you. We're going to get that up. We're going to write a big report on this. Godspeed.
Well, thanks for that.
You bet. We're going to expose this, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Janice Matthews is the executive director of 911truth.org. They have been one of the preeminent groups exposing 9/11 as a self-inflicted wound, an inside job, a false flag, government operation. You even see Janice talking about the Zogby poll that they had put out in commission for Jimmy Walter, I believe, at the time. They put out another one themselves that's out today and yesterday, and she's here to talk about that with us. She's also putting on the big 9/11 conference in Chicago that I'm a keynote speaker at, or I believe I'm actually introducing Stephen Jones, and that is coming up on the, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Chicago. And we'll tell you how to get tickets to that, and I'm openly here on air inviting Janice to come to our event there in Southern California on June 24th and 25th. Before we get into the new Zogby poll, Janice Matthews, tell us about the 9/11 Truth conference that you guys are putting on up in Chicago.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. We are putting on a conference in Chicago June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, as Alex said. And, yes, he'll be the first keynote speaker on that Friday night. And it follows with about 30 other speakers and 2 days of 6 consecutive sessions running from 9 in the morning until 5 in the evening, and more keynote speakers and even some entertainment on Saturday night. It's an education and strategy conference. There's been a lot of opportunities for us to get information out. What we really want to do is take that and see what kind of strategies we can come out of this with to really implement change, you know, action plans for change. So hopefully what we'll come out with is a variety of things that people can hook into, that the people come up with, you know, everybody, through networking and discussing and strategizing, so that people will all be able to hook into whatever their passion is.
Absolutely.
So
tell folks about some of the other speakers, and then tell people where it's located, when it is, and how they can get tickets.
Okay. Well, I would say, first of all, the website is 911revealingthetruth.org. And I tell people that because inevitably I will miss someone here as we're speaking, and it's there's too many people to even go through entirely. Let's see. Stephen Jones, as you mentioned, Maria Heller, David Shaler, and Annie Macon are coming from the UK to talk with Ian Crane, who's a 9/11 activist leader there. Saturday night, William Pepper will also be giving a keynote presentation. And then World Can't Wait is actually going to come and talk with us. We're going to have presentations on working together with them and doing some various different kinds of actions. Pat Shannon and Chris Emery, your listeners are aware of, they'll both be speaking. Let's looking through the list here. Ralph Schoenman, Carol Brier, Foz Khan, and Kevin Barrett. Byron Belitzos, Joyce Lynn, Ken Jenkins, James Fetzer, Aaron Rousseau is coming to give a presentation on his film and We the People. There will be a premiere of the new Eyewitness Hoboken film, as well as the movie Improbable Collapse. A number of people who have really stood up and become the media, Jesse Richard, Gary Franchi, Maria Heller, and others.
This is insane. This is unbelievably awesome. I am so honored to be part of this. This is the first big 9/11 meeting I've gone to. I stay here basically in my bunker, or I kind of sneak out like a little rattlesnake against the New World Order and bite them across the countryside. But I'm coming to this event, and it's kind of a warm up for the event I'm going to be having. This is so exciting, and I hope people will come. Now if they missed that long website you gave, people can go to 911truth.org. On the left-hand side, it says Chicago Conference. They can link through there as well. But now give that main website out one more time.
911revealingthetruth.org. And he's right. Yeah, I mean, you're right. You can go to 911truth.org and just click on the blue banner, and it takes you right to the
I just know
spot.
How radio is. A lot of folks are driving down the road. They can't write it down. A quicker site they can remember. We also have links. We're keeping links up on the main page. Almost every day I'm having a guest on about this. I'm not just doing four. I'm doing more like 10.
Right.
But at the same time, so almost every day we've got main links up under guest on where to get tickets. And again, folks, go to this event and come to Los Angeles 24th and 25th. Get your tickets to both of these events now. They're going to be incredible. At my event, there's going to be some surprise guests, one particular surprise guest people can probably guess, but he's got some stuff going on right now. He wants to be on the lowdown until about a week before he's going to announce it. So my event has that special little thing as well. But this one sounds so fantastic there in Chicago. Tell them about the name of the hotel.
It's at the Embassy Suites, Chicago O'Hare Rosemont. And
so
actually,
it's really easy.
That's also difficult to remember, probably, if you just go to the site and click lodging.
You can either
register for the hotel right online. It gives you their phone number. It's two-room suite hotels with a kitchenette, so four people can pile in a room, share the cost, includes breakfast. And then, of course, the conference facilities, all these rooms in the main ballroom are all just right downstairs from your room. So that's convenient, too.
It's going to be fantastic. Janice, I've been so busy, I haven't invited you yet, and I feel bad for doing it. Will you come to our 9/11 conference and speak?
You know, I would really love to do that, and I have six kids, and we'll have to see. If I can get care, you bet. I'd love to do that. Thank you for the invitation.
I'm envious of you. I wish my wife would give me six.
I could let you borrow a couple.
I tell you, I love them. They're great, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I'm really blessed. I really am.
Well, you know what? Before I get into some of the new things that are happening in 9/11 with you in the Zogby poll, how did Janice Matthews, because you've been a force in exposing the globalist, how did you wake up? What was the process like? Tell us about you. I like listeners to know about people personally.
Well, you know, when 9/11 happened, I was sort of holed up out in central Kansas in a little community trying to just not be an activist, frankly. I was sort of trying to not know some things, to be honest. I think we all go through periods. I'd been quite an activist in college and afterwards, and I thought I'd go bake some bread and have some babies. So at the time, that's really where I was. And there were some questions about it, but nothing really hit me right immediately. I have to acknowledge that. Now, of course, I look at it, I think, oh my gosh, how did I not immediately know? But it depends on what media you're exposed to. And anyway, that was my mindset, and that's where I was. And then a few years ago, I heard a speech in Kansas City by Bill Douglas. And one of the things he mentioned was the put options. And I just thought, you know, that's it. That's it. I knew there were problems. You know, gradually I came to understand that there were problems with this whole story. And I heard that, and, you know, there's different details of it that really affect everyone. That was the one for me. I just thought, there is no way, no way that people could bet that much on these specific companies that their stock would go down unless they knew. So for me, that was the one. And at the time, I thought it was only put options against United and American Airlines. And since then, I've learned there were, what, I think 27 companies specific to the trade centers and those two airlines that that happened to. So then shortly after that, we came up with this thought of having these visibility actions in Seattle and Kansas City on Thanksgiving weekend. And since that's the busiest shopping day of the year, we thought, you know, people have got to quit shopping. You remember Bush told us to go shopping, not worry about it on 9/11. And we just thought, you know, we've got to show people you can't just go shopping. You've got to pay attention. Our nation is in peril. There's questions. We've been lied to. And that's what kicked off the 9/11 Visibility Project and grew into the 50 or 60 groups and actions being held every week all over the United States and the world. And then I became involved in 911truth.org shortly after that came into being. And here's where I am.
Isn't it exciting to, I mean, I remember day one saying it was an inside job, saying it 2 months before. I got a lot of heat for that. And now they let me go on national talk shows. I go on other people's shows. People on the street disagree, almost 100% agree with me, the people I talk to. I mean, we have seen a massive turnaround. Now, I would say we're the majority. Now, we have three separate Zogby polls, a new one that came out yesterday. Then we have the other unscientific polls on CNN, 90%, 80-plus percent, saying the government may be involved or there's a cover-up. Tell us about the Zogby polls and the new Zogby poll.
Sure. Well, the first one that I am most familiar with was the one that 911truth.org and Jimmy commissioned in New York City, where 66% of New Yorkers, it was the whole state, 66% wanted a new investigation and believed that what we'd been told wasn't the full story, basically. And that was very significant, but of course those were New Yorkers. And we've heard from people, I've personally heard, you probably have, well, you know, that was in New York. Why should I, you know, stop my life and worry about it in Arizona or wherever I am? That was New Yorkers, and yeah, it's very sad, but it, you know. Well, now, you know, this national poll was obviously they interviewed people across the nation, and it really proved what you and I have known, because when we hear callers or emailers, we've known for a while we were the majority. And if you stand outside holding signs or distributing literature, you know that the majority of people say, yeah, you're right, we believe you. But there hasn't been a poll that showed that. And, you know, there's a number of significant findings in the new Zogby poll. And I think a lot of people look at question 7 and the fact that, you know, half the nation almost has never even heard of Building 7 falling and et cetera. And I just think you know, when you look at the numbers that 70 million people, and actually, we put a note at the end of that. If you look at 2005 census data, this is actually 80 million people. 80 million people distrust the official 9/11 story, which is very significant. You know, 66% in New York want a new investigation. Half, you know, over half aren't sure that what they were told was the truth in this. It's very significant.
And we know there's a fear factor. Most people, you cold call on the phone, even if they have questions, I would say 20-30% are going to lie out of fear in this chilling effect we've seen. So I would say it's probably a lot higher. What people will say in private versus a poll is totally different. And we see that with the anonymity of the Internet. We see the CNN poll where you could only vote once, and Anderson Cooper and then the other one with the Showbiz Tonight. And normally they get a few thousand people in a poll. They have 40-something what, 44,000 cast votes, and 80-plus percent, you know, said they believe Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
That means the establishment's got a big, fat problem. Janice, I want to get your take on whether you think the globalists will carry out more terror attacks, what you think of Bush being at 28% right now in the new poll, was 29, now it's 28, and kind of where you think the 9/11 truth movement's going from here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Executive Director of 911truth.org. She's Janice Matthews. She's a great lady. I've met her and talked to her in person. She's in my film, Martial Law. Out there with that big banner exposing 9/11. This is the type of point-blank activism that's going to save this country. Make no mistake, 9/11 is the foundational event And if we don't expose the fact that it's an inside job, they're going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it, as the rock and roll song says, Inside Job by Don Henley. And it's an inside job just like it always was. Where do you see this movement going in the future? We obviously have exponential growth. They tried to release the new Pentagon blurred footage and then conclusively, you know, heralded this is the total proof. We're all discredited. Ha, ha, ha. I know behind the scenes that Charlie Sheen was told shut up 2 weeks before the smear campaign started. That thing comes right out of the White House, boys and girls. If I could only tell you what he's told me but doesn't want me to tell you, for some reason he doesn't want to be defended. He thinks the best thing to do is ignore it. You want to comment on those two issues, the Pentagon and Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, I'm really grateful to Charlie Sheen for standing up, knowing full well that he was going to be smeared because, you know, people don't address the issues here. They turn around and they attack us as people, anybody who stands up on it. Even the facts, you know, we get attacked all the time as, oh, you're just Bush bashers. Well, if you look at the facts. It doesn't say anything about that. And the same with Charlie. And, you know, being able to stand up and speak out like that, the thing is, if individuals do that, they attack us. When we're all doing that, then, we've got to understand we really are the majority, and we've got to stand up and do it anyway, because when we're all standing up and doing it, then it dilutes the attacks against us. So I just
think
that
if 20 Hollywood stars would have gone public, they couldn't have done anything to them. But they
exactly.
All sat there like, I talked to Hollywood people bigger than Sheen. They were sitting there watching to see what happened to him, and the government knew that, so they burned him.
Yes, exactly. And it happens to individuals the same way, and we've just got to reach out and talk to each other and say, hey, we're one of a huge, huge group. We are the majority. This is our country. We do want to be represented. We demand to be represented. And if our officials aren't doing it, we're going to have to represent ourselves. You know, this poll showed that it showed 45% were asking for a congressional or international tribunal to reinvestigate the attacks, including whether the government was allowed or helped facilitate them. But another 8% weren't sure. So less than half of the people polled here actually thought that this had been thoroughly investigated. The majority wants an investigation here, at least doesn't necessarily believe what we were told. And that's we've just got to remember that.
And by the way, Janice, you put out the hardcore question in this. You said aided the attack and still got 48%.
Exactly. It asked whether the U.S. government officials consciously allowed or helped facilitate the success of these attacks. And, you know, 45% say, well, it wasn't investigated thoroughly. So I think, you know, when we remember that I am one of 80 million people who believe this right now in the U.S. And then, you know, I have the wonderful vantage point of being able to get emails from all across the world. And there's people, you probably do too, saying, hey, we're with you from countries. I was interviewed last week on radio in South Africa, and they said, well, the questions weren't answered, were they? And I said, exactly. And they said, the media in the U.S. isn't telling you that, are they? And
well,
I said, exactly.
Janice, you're right.
So.
The key, the absolute fulcrum of all of this is, we may never get the globalists, you know, to be convicted or go to prison. I believe we will for their crimes, their myriad crimes. They've done things in the aggregate much better than 9/11, just horrific things that are hard to even describe.
Yeah.
But if they know that we know and they know that we won't buy into their next attack, we're going to save a lot of lives. And you look at how each attack gets bigger each time. This is a race to save lives.
Absolutely. It is that serious. So I think it's really significant that given the media whitewash and cover up and then last week's smear campaign, which as you were talking about, that all the hype about this tape of the Pentagon was going to finally put us all to rest and all the names that they called us. And, you know, my email box is full of people saying, that was it? What?
No one bought it. In fact, even people that bought the government line saw that blurred brown spot, gray spot, and said, now I think the government did it.
Right. Well, and I want to point out that Flight77.info, this guy has been filing Freedom of Information Act requests for years on these Pentagon tapes, and the FBI has acknowledged that they have 85 confiscated surveillance tapes. So the fact that Judicial Watch jumped in and the Pentagon suddenly responded with one, the point is there's still 84 surveillance tapes.
Did you know
that's
funded?
The question.
Well, you're right. Did you know Judicial Watch was openly founded by a top neocon who admittedly ran CIA propaganda publications during the Cold War?
Yep, it's very clear.
Well, 911truth.org, link through there, or go to the symposium site, and you can get your tickets. Janice, thank you so much for joining us. I'll see you in Chicago on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
I'll look forward to it, Alex. See you there.
Godspeed. We'll be right back with more news and information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Forever. We'll get to you here in about 5 minutes. Chad, Regina, Joe, that'll be all the calls we can take. Those four, I'm sorry to all the others. I got a few other news items I want to hit here in the last 26 minutes that we've got left here today. What a great lady. I just like Janice Matthews. You meet her in person. She's got a powerful personality, and it's not aggressive. It's just you feel that, you know, this is a good person. You know folks that have that aura about them? She's got that. Just briefly, I've got my own 9/11 conference coming up, and over 400 of the tickets are gone. The place holds 1,000, and to break even, I need to sell 800, because I got the nicest projectors and movie screens, and it's in L.A., and it's in the second biggest ballroom in a hotel, and the other one was just too expensive. So, also, I'll lose my hind end on this. I'm joking, if you guys don't sign up for it, but 400 is pretty darn good. We got a month until the conference, and I think it's going to sell out. And we've got so many great speakers. Go to InfoWars.com to find out all the details. Professor Stephen Jones, Professor Jim Fetzer, William Rodriguez, one of the last survivor who wasn't a firefighter, be pulled from the rubble, who witnessed the bombs going off. Webster Griffin Tarpley, myself speaking. My new film, Terror Storm, will debut there. Dylan Avery, producer of Loose Change 1 and 2. He's got 3 coming out in the next 4 months, and he's going to be having some little sneak peek previews, some special stuff for you there. It's all coming up in Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. And big discounts when you get more than one ticket, down to $34 a piece when you get multiple tickets from $74 a piece. And so it is so important that you go to Infowars.com and link through to AmericanScholarsSymposium.org to read about the speakers and the films that will be screened. 20 hours of presentation, 2 days. Again, Infowars.com, we send you out an e-ticket with your name and your personal ticket number. You get a wristband the first day, and then that's it. You're in. No checking in and out. And you can stay at that hotel. There's a whole bunch of hotels a stone's throw away. You can walk across the street to it. The Sheraton downtown is built onto a shopping mall with a whole bunch of eateries in it. And there's restaurants there as well inside the hotel. What, 3 or 4 inside the hotel, 5 in the mall, you know, regular restaurants, and then a food court on top of that, and a lot of sites around there. Make a whole vacation out of it. We want to see you there. There'll be some surprise guests. That's all I'm going to say. The Hollywood folks. And because they want their names off of it until about a week before for reasons that go unannounced here. Until then, you definitely want to get your tickets now at Infowars.com. Or if you don't have a computer and you want to call, you can also call, and we can email you the ticket when you order by phone. Or if you want a physical one mailed out to you, we can do that as well. The number is 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Please take action. Please don't wait. This is going to be really exciting and historical. We're going to make a film out of the footage we shoot there as well, that in the Chicago footage. And it's going to be fantastic, so I'm personally inviting you. All right, your calls are coming up in about 3 minutes. I wanted to bring her back because she hasn't been on in a while last week, and then we had her on yesterday in the first hour. Debbie Morrow, the Made in America, New Millennium Concepts, highest quality gravity-fed water filtration systems. The government's saying we're going to have a huge hurricane year, 8 to 10, to hit the U.S. Only 3 hit us last year. This is unbelievable. And the sun is heating up all the ocean, the South Atlantic, the Central Atlantic, the Caribbean, the Gulf. We're at record temperatures right now already. We're starting to reach hurricane temperatures. This isn't fun if you live in the area of this. Last year they sold out, and the factory had to produce, and they got a few weeks behind. Don't wait. Get your Berkeys now. But that's not the reason to get them. If that will spur you to do it, fine. The reason to do it is because the water is already full of silent killers. The chlorine kills the bacteria, but you're still drinking them, and that's just one of thousands of things. Debbie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex.
Let me just ask you on air, did people respond yesterday? Are they listening?
Absolutely. We had a really good day yesterday. Was busy. It's amazing just having me on and talking to you and you explaining to people how important it is to take control of what they're putting in their body via their water. People do respond to what you say, so that's very good. Because it's the truth, you know.
Well, they respond because I'm not selling them magic creams that will heal them. I'm just saying, get the best water filter on the market made in America at discounted prices, at wholesale prices.
That's right.
It's real simple.
We really stand behind our product. You know, I'm so glad that I have a job that I can go to sleep at night knowing that I have done the very best to help people. And it really does pay for itself in no time. Had, you know, document after document of people calling and saying, thank you, you saved me $2,000-$3,000 in just 1 year because I bought a Berkey and I've been using it. We really don't want people to just buy it and stick it in a closet and forget about it, although you can do that if you want. We just really would love to know that people are using them every day so that they can have the very best health.
Tell them quickly about a couple of the specials, Debbie.
Well, we have the Berkey Light and the Big Berkey available with free Berkey Sport bottles as well as some of our other models that are available. And we have the Berkey Sport bottles on special, 5 for $99. The Travel Berkey is now available in California. All you California listeners who've been waiting for a stainless steel model, we now have one available in California. So please give me a call. Get those Travel Berkeys ordered. They're just like a big Berkey, but instead of holding 2 1/4 gallons, they hold 1.5 gallons.
And folks can go to BerkeyWater.com to order online. Tell them there what free gift you want. They list them. InfoWars.com, exact same price, exact same step. We fax them the orders every day. You can order at InfoWars.com on the Secure Safe Yahoo shopping cart. Or you can also just call 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thank you so much for coming
on
with us.
God bless. Thank you very much.
You bet. You're awesome, Debbie. Folks, if you missed that number, it's 1-888-803-4438. Give her a call. The phone number is busy, or it goes to voicemail. Leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. They're the big national manufacturer of this. She just works for them for the last, I don't know, 8-9 years just to answer the phones for the radio interviews they do. So you're getting personal service from her and her assistant, 1-888-803-4438. Take action now. All right, let's go to the calls. Then I got a clip I want to play of a member of the military admitting how they would threaten to kill people's children if they didn't answer their questions, which is in John Yoo's own documents and Alberto Gonzalez's own documents. These are seedy killers. These are seedy filth bags. And yes, they are killers. When they write memos saying they can do this, they are worse than the people that do it. It's like when a mobster orders a hit, he is just as guilty as his capo or the soldier that took the order from the capo. Let's go ahead and go to Jesse. Jesse, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas. How are you doing, Alex?
Good. Thank you for holding. I missed your call earlier. I didn't see it there on the board.
Oh, no problem. I wanted to let you know I'm only 2 months into this information war, but I'm going nuts with it. I started just kind of researching for fun on Google Video, and then I kept seeing your documentaries, and I was blown away, and I've been fortunate enough to hear you broadcast on the GCN network. I wanted to mention you have a hardcore following from a bunch of churchgoers where I used to live in Illinois, and I was speaking with them the other day, and they were really frustrated because the people in the ward there are not paying any attention. But I want those guys to know that it was because of them, speaking to my family, that, 10 years later when I'm old enough to actually realize and listen, that I have an open mind. And so,
oh, that's the key. You know, a lot of times I plant a garden and some of the seeds don't come up that year, but they come up the next year. And so a lot of people don't wake up immediately, folks. It happens over time. You ever seen Force 10 from Navarone?
No.
Well, it's based on a quasi-true story, just like The Guns of Navarone. It's a sequel to that. It's got Harrison Ford in it. And they blow the dam up, and they're all panicking because it doesn't fall right at first. And the demolition expert says, give it time. Be patient. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and, it's been nice. I became vegetarian a little while ago, and I tried mentioning that to my neocon brother, and he almost threw me out of the car when I did it. And so same goes for some of the 9/11 truth, but I planted a seed years ago. He knows I'm right about being vegetarian. And so I planted a seed now, and, you know, church members and others are really receptive to this. And so I'm really grateful for the opportunity to, provide the DVDs to those people. And I don't know, listening to your interviews, you're so hardcore against the guys who you spank. And, you know, for a first time listener, that might be kind of, hard to accept. But the truth is, you don't have time to wait around for these guys to, to get to the bottom of their lives. You just know that, and you're right. And
well,
so,
you heard the interview last hour. I mean, that's right out of the Soviet Union or East Germany, brainwashing pastors to make the people lay down and turn their guns in. I mean, it's happening, people.
It's so surreal, and I can't wait to go and talk to, in our church, we have all-volunteer people. No one gets paid for it, so I'm going to go ask my bishop point blank and probably every bishop I run into.
Well, good job. We're gonna work hard for you, my friend. We're gonna get the report out for you with the documents here in the next few hours, and we will get it out for you. And please help spread it. God bless you.
I can't wait for L.A. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're gonna be there.
Well, I'm gonna sleep in my car if I have to.
Well, they got a lot of people don't want to pay for the Sheraton. There's a lot of other motels in the area, sir.
Okay.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Chad in Iowa. Chad, you're on the air.
Hi. Right to the point, I got two things real quick for you. I haven't really been waking anybody up. I've mostly been perturbing people and stuff, except last Wednesday, unfortunately, I wasn't in town and I didn't have a camera. One of my friends woke up because I'm out of town, and I called him. He's in town, and it's Waterloo and Cedar Falls, Iowa. Wednesday, there was a pentagram that the jets were spraying above the town, and he wouldn't believe me, and he went outside and looked, and then he called me back. And that's not even the first thing he came up with. The first thing he came up with is you're right about the national ID card and everything, and Bush was talking about it, and the thumbprint and this and this. And the other thing is, I don't have any right to, but once you get it, you'll understand. I must demand that you get the Ministry album. It is like, it'll blow you away. It's everything I've been talking about for a long time. Everything you've been talking about for a long time.
Well, I know 10 years ago, 12 years ago, Ministry had a song called The New World Order with Bush Sr. in it. What's the name of the new album?
It's Rio Grande Blood. The whole thing is absolutely just totally phenomenal.
Well, I'll try to get it, but if you really want me to, just burn me a copy.
There is even Senor Pellegro. They're talking in that song about the Mexicans coming, taking all our jobs, taking all our money and everything. And it's really, really, I think if I mail it to you, a lot of it will end up on there.
All right. I appreciate your call, sir. Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Heads up here, since you had a guest on, I had to call in because I did talk to Ron Paul's office, and they said the animal
ID... Are you on a cordless phone?
I'm on a phone that I thought might be louder. I'll switch.
Is this better?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we can understand
you. I didn't know, Alex. I just wanted to be heard. Okay, animal ID is coming up for a vote today. It's H.R. 5384. This came out of Ron Paul's office, so we need a big vote no on this. 202-224-3121 to get into your Capitol switchboard. Get your congressman. Tell them we don't need any animal ID. We don't need a centralized plan that tells us the same failed policies that came through these bureaucracies that have been making us sick, making sure that we get sicker with the big farms being put into place. So we
the big Agra, ConAgra, and the Archer Daniels and the Tysons and the... They're the ones lobbying to basically shut down all the small farms and ranches, and that's what this will do.
Disarm public is easy to manipulate, and that's all I heard, and I haven't heard you for a little while, but I heard it today, so I just want to back this up. It's H.R. 5384. Get your calls in. No animal ID. No more sellouts. No more centralized plan. You know, Ron Paul has his 888-322-1414. If people, you know, your new listeners maybe want to listen to that, that kind of helps.
Yeah, that's his little information line each week with a message on it. Thank you, Regina. Let's talk to Joe in Virginia. Joe, you're on the air.
Is this Captain Alex?
This is Alex Jones. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Captain Alex, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I just want to say thank you for everything that you're bringing forth. You're doing a service not only to this nation, but to God. You're bringing forth the truth. You're bringing forth the integrity that you'll never hear anywhere. You can't even hear it on the corner streets anymore. Our people are so mesmerized by what's going on. And I know that sometimes people call in, and like back during the Carl Yastrzemski years, you asked for president. People want you to run for president. You can't do that. You got a ship or army to run, and that's why I called you Alex, and I've never heard anybody else say that before. I think we need to stand behind Ted Anderson, because he's the man behind the scenes, and he's the man bringing forth Alex Jones Show and bringing the listeners to the truth. And let's get behind Ted Anderson and support the broadcast in any way we can, because we got to go forward, not backward. Go forward. Not back with
you. Well, I hear you, Joe, and we are going forward thanks to people like you. I mean, so many people are waking up. I mean, this is like when you go fishing 10 times and don't catch any fish, and you go that one time and you catch a fish every time you throw your line in. People are waking up. We got to strike while the iron is hot.
That's exactly what I used to be. I used to be a commercial fisherman until our company went out of business, and I went into the waterworks, and they destroyed me up there using that employment, that wheel law, and they took everything I had, my airplane license, my real estate license, my waterworks license, they took it all. They took everything I had. And
well, you're not the only one, my friend.
No, sir, that I'm not the only one.
The entire economy is imploding.
No, sir, I'm not the only one, but I'm the only one that... but I'm the only one that calls you, Captain, and I've been listening to you for a long time.
Oh, no, sir, I wasn't saying that what's happening to you isn't bad. I'm saying you're not alone. This is horrible.
I think what's happened to me is great, because it's brought me closer to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, and I appreciate the spirit of what you've said. Thank you so much for the call, Joe. Great to hear from you. Call back again. Before I break, let me read this Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote. We'll come back and play this clip of the troop talking about threatening to blow kids' heads off. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking what things would have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family. Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, pawing in terror. At every bang on the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in their stairwells, halls, an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, and pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. The Gulag Archipelago, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He left the U.S. in the 1990s saying we were falling to the same thing. And it's that simple. I salute Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Another quote from him, a state of war only serves as an excuse for domestic tyranny. If one is forever cautious, one can remain. Can one remain a human being? We'll come back with a final segment. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com right now. Ex-U.S. soldier, If he didn't answer the way we like, we would shoot his youngest kid in the head. Jesse McBeth, a former Army Ranger and Iraq War veteran, tells all. It's a 20-minute interview. We're going to play just 2.5 minutes right now, but it's up on the website if you want to hear the whole thing, see the whole thing. Go ahead and roll it.
Operation Iraqi Freedom is more like Operation Iraqi Slaughter, you know. So after the debriefing, they had us go out and cut out the bunkers after the Air Force and bombed the crap out of them. So we had to go in there and make sure everything in there was dead still. So whether it was women, children, whatever, if they weren't dead, we'd be able to finish them off and drag the bodies out. And a lot of times, you know, like the intelligence on it, a lot of times I don't even think, you know, that they, I think they knew there were no insurgents in there. And I think, you know, they just said that. We were doing the night raids in houses, and we would pull people out. And we have them all on the knees and zip tied, and we'll ask the guy questions, the whole family, the man of the house questions. And if he didn't answer the way we would like to, you know, we'll shoot his youngest kid in the head, and we'll keep going. It's our interrogation. He could be innocent, you know. He could just be an average Joe just trying to support his family. And if he didn't give us a satisfactory answer, we start killing off his family until we told us something. And if he didn't know anything, guess he was SOL, you know. And it would suck, you know. I didn't feel anything. I just wanted to do my job. I wanted to be a good ranger, you know. I wanted to lead the way. We just have to scare them first, you know. Like we'd beat them up or kick them or hit the wife, or like a couple of guys would fondle on their wives, you know, just to piss them off, try to get them to say something. And when they didn't do it. We'd do that to, like, maybe several houses, multiple houses, slaughtering, you know, 30, 40 people a night sometimes. They're doing the houses, women and children. You know, I didn't sign up to kill women and children, you know. I was trained, you know, in all the ranger school and, you know, 18 months of that crap, you know. I didn't want to kill. I wanted to challenge, you know. I wanted to fight other elite soldiers, go out and be, you know. But I had to go fight kids. Yeah. And women and innocent people that don't know how to fight, you know. I really got disappointed in my country. I got disappointed in my government.
And I've interviewed Marine captains. This is Army, but this is in the news. In fact, it's been in the London Independent, where the reporter's there and they're shooting Iraqi women, and the child still holding onto their mother when her head blows off. The whole back of it, and she just falls, slumps, and they laugh and go, "Look, I just killed that bleeper." We got clips of them. They find Iraqis taking a few sticks of wood out of a field. They run the car over and laugh and machine gun it with the Abrams tank. I mean, this is the, and you hear the neocons on radio, "Nuke them all, kill them all, just kill them." And believe me, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. You ought to go online, look at all the videos and photos. In some cases, they'll have hundreds of dead toddlers lined up, flies all over them. They're all swole up, purple, gunshot wounds in them. Meanwhile, John Yoo, White House counsel, says they raped those children. They crushed their body parts right in front of their parents. And he was at a big CFR meeting, and they said, "Is it true you wrote that?" And he said, "Yes, I did." And you watch 24 and all these shows, and they promote that. We are the demon pigs. That's who we are. We are a demonic scumball. Not all of us, but that's what our government is. And Saddam's bad. He's allegedly got rape rooms, so we're putting official memos. We've got rape rooms, and then it's good. It's bad when they do it. Most of that's made up. It's good when we do. We're losing our souls, ladies and gentlemen. We're losing our souls. All right, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Don't forget our big 9/11 conference coming up in June. Get your tickets now. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.